The Regional Sewer District is requesting that the amended completion date for this project be extended to December 31st, 2019. There was a previous amendment approved for this funding agreement on May 29, 2018 to increase the funding agreement amount from $150,000 to $275,000. Two, Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project Phase 2 Engineering Permitting Land Acquisition, Legal Services, Bid and Construction. This amendment is for a time extension also. The Regional Sewer District and the Taney County Commission originally entered into this funding agreement on February 6, 2017 for the purpose of completing the engineering, permitting, land acquisition, legal services, bidding, and construction of the project by December 31st, 2018. Due to unforeseen delays, these services were not completed by December 31st, 2018. The Regional Sewer District is requesting that the amended completion date for this project be extended to December 31st, 2019. Three, Mildred Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Phase 1, Engineering, Permitting, Land Acquisition, Legal Services, Bidding, and Construction. The Taney County Regional Sewer District and Taney County Commission entered into this funding agreement on January 25, 2016 for the purpose of completing the engineering, permitting, land acquisition, legal services, bidding, and construction of the project by December 31, 2017. Due to unforeseen delays, these services were not completed by December 31, 2017. And an amendment to the intergovernmental agreement was approved between the parties on January 8, 2018, extending the completion date to December 31, 2018. Now, at this time, due to unforeseen delays, the Regional Sewer District is requesting that the amended completion date for this project be extended to December 31, 2019. Four, Big Bear Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project, Engineering, Permitting, Land Acquisition, Legal Services, and Bidding. The Regional Sewer District and Taney County Commission originally entered into this funding agreement on February 6, 2017 for the purpose of completing the engineering, permitting, land acquisition, legal services, and bidding of the project by December 31, 2018. Due to unforeseen delays, these services were not completed by December 31, 2018. The Regional Sewer District is requesting that the amended completion date for this project be extended to December 31, 2019. There was a previous amendment approved for this funding agreement on April 10, 2017 to increase the funding agreement amount from $100,000 to $275,000. The documents have been approved by the Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees and were signed by Board Chairman Nathan Easley on December 18, 2018. An attorney representing the County Commission has reviewed and approved each document as to form. And Pat Kack, you know, in the incorporated area funding agreements, usually gives me that letter where she's reviewed and approved it. I didn't get a copy of that for the sewer district stuff. She usually just gives a cover letter. But we do have emails back and forth where she recommended some changes, which Brad had made those changes and stuff. So she's good with the copies. I just wanted to point that out, that I don't have that letter that I usually have for the incorporated area projects.
Do you anticipate her doing the letter, or are you just using the emails?
Just using the emails on this one.
We were on that right after Christmas, like the 26th, so she would have just not thought to write a letter. So that's correct. We do have emails to show that, and she signed all the agreements as well.
Why is nothing getting done on time?
That's not the case. Power Site Phase 2, Sewer Rehab Phase 5, and Mildred are substantially complete. We just don't have them 100% complete, and, you know, carry over and things like that. Like paying Mildred out, I think I just got the pay request, and it's not even a final pay request. It's just kind of getting the project wrapped up.
So you're asking for a full year extension, but don't expect that?
I don't expect that at all, but just to me it's easier just to go ahead and make it at the end of the year in case something weird happens or something drug out. And sometimes contractors don't get their paperwork in to close out a project, like the lien waivers and things like that. Last year we actually had an issue with one, and it drug out for several months, and you know, we don't babysit them. We just tell them, you got to get all your stuff in, and we'll issue final payments. So
So technically, the power site and the Meldry are, the project is done, it's just the billing and paperwork is not complete, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Is that the case of Big Bear also?
Big Bear's different.
That's a newer project, and it became bigger than what was initially expected.
It became a little bigger. The funding agreement was just through the end of 18. I was hoping to have engineering done, we bidding. We've had some alignment issues, which affects easements and things like that, so it's dragging out just a little bit.
But you think with all of that, it'll still be done by December 31st of this year, Big Bear?
Yeah, the engineering, unless we run into some major problems with the easement acquisition, then we get into issues with it.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for sanitary sewer rehabilitation project phase 5 with a time extension. I was going to do them all individually.
Individually, yeah.
Yeah, they're all different contracts. Okay. Sorry.
So he's made a motion for the sanitary sewer rehabilitation project phase 5 time extension.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries.
Is this all phase 5 time extension, or is this the... Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and... Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project, Phase 2, for a time extension.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Do you want some discussion?
Maybe. Aye.
Oh, okay. Wait. Motion carries. No, I didn't hear you if you did.
Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Mildred Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Phase 1 with a time extension, or for a time extension.
Second.
We go second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Big Bear Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project for a time extension.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
University of Missouri Extension update.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I'm Willow Williams with University of Missouri Extension, and we'll start off with my report. I'm the Community Engagement Specialist in 4-H Youth Development. So I have a picture here of our spin club. What I like about this picture is it has the whole family involved. So we had a really good turnout with the spin club. I've talked about it quite a bit. It ended, but we've still had quite a bit of participation, and they still want to participate. SPIN Club stood for Special Interest. And we still want to continue doing special interest clubs. They don't typically participate all year long, like our traditional 4-H clubs. Our next spin club, we're working with FFA in Branson, and it's going to be a poultry chain club. I don't know if you've heard of poultry chain before, but we are really working to try to build more of a livestock show. So the poultry chain is where we're going to provide a flock of broiler chicks, one day old chicks, and help them raise those chicks, and they'll bring a few of those chicks to the livestock show and show those chicks. So it's kind of a chain, so they have to bring those back. And we'll help them all along the way if they're not used to raising those chicks. So
very young chicks.
Yep. But also, we have to drive to the hatchery, pick up those chicks, and deliver those to the family. And I've done that before. It's a pretty popular program in other states. I did that in Arkansas. I used to have to drive with a whole van full of thousands of chicks and take them from county to county, and families would be waiting with their little shoe boxes ready to pick up their chicks. There were layers, and we're not going to do layers this year because they usually take months to do. So this year we're just going to do broilers, but probably in the future we'll do layers, or we'll have pullets that we'll do. So we're happy that we're going to do this with FFA and 4-H families. We're also working with the Taney County Fair Board to have the youth livestock show at the Taney County Fair. Right now, there's no buildings at the Taney County Fair that we can have a livestock show that's covered. So we've had to rent a tent in the past, and that tent, I've heard, I haven't been there when they've had to do that, takes about $1,000 or more to rent. I'm not too happy about renting every year $1,200 for a tent over and over and over. So we talked to them about raising money to build a covered pavilion out there, and they were supportive of that. So we're now working on designs and what we can do to build a covered pavilion out there that we could use all year long, and also during the fair to have our livestock show. So that's in the future, too. If you look down there at the statistics, though, really good statistics coming through. The kids were really excited about science, and that's what we want them to do. And any time that you want to come out to any of these programs, please do. And the shooting sports is a really easy one to go out to. So if you want to go to Ozark Shooters, our next shooting sports team is our team meeting is the February the 9th. We'll be out there at 9 o'clock at Ozark Shooters. That's where our shotgun team meets now. So come out there at 9 o'clock and meet some of our shotgun team members. And as soon as we're done with that, we kind of go across the street to the Kirk's house, and we do archery. So a lot of our archery kids won first place medals in state and regional, and also, you know, our shotgun, one of our team members went on to national, and they won national championships, and now he's actually on the state pistol team, so he'll go on to the national championships as well. So we've got really successful team members here in Taney County.
What was the age of that person that won nationals?
Oh, Jacob, I'd have to look at his age. He might be 16. He might be 17 now.